The school district shop is sporting a new router, planer, and table saw this year. The new machines have vocational education teacher Nick Pop excited about the possibilities for his students. The new router is computer controlled, as Pop told the school board this month.
So basically, all the work is done first on a computer. So the student does all the design work. Then what we do is we download the file to the machine. And then you put the stock, the material, whatever wood, whatever you're working with, plastic or aluminum, you put the stock on the machine, and you basically, you hit go. And this machine just runs around and zips out these parts super, like it says up there, accurately, extreme precision, and automatically machines parts. So if we want to mass produce a whole bunch of pieces or parts, this machine is awesome.
The router can also cut three-dimensional carvings. It, along with the new planer and table saw, were purchased with federal grant money that totaled more than $43,000. They were the idea of former city councilor Paul Anderson, who is also a member of the Resource Advisory Committee for Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cake. That committee makes recommendations on spending federal money for improvements on or near national forest land under the Secure Rural Schools Act. That's the same legislation that helps fund school operations. Pop explained that the equipment will help students make signs for national forest hiking trails.
We have an agreement with the Forest Service. We're going to hopefully make them a whole bunch of their signs. Like you see all the trailhead signs, you know, Petersburg Lake 3 miles or 2 miles. You know, when those Forest Service signs fall apart or get vandalized, hopefully the Forest Service come to me and say, hey, Nick, we need a new sign that says this. I'll have students sit down on the computer, design it out, choose different fonts. We'll throw a piece of yellow cedar, whatever they want, on the machine and hit go. The beauty of it is we'll save those files, you know, however many years they need another one. We find that file, throw a piece of wood on the machine, and away we go.
The new table saw has a larger blade than the school's old saw and safety features like a blade guard and a riving knife to help prevent kickback. Pop said the new 22-inch planer is quieter than the school's old machine.
The beauty of this one is instead of having three high-speed steel knives, we now have helical carbide cutter heads, which shear diagonally, which make it just buttery smooth, super quiet, less potential kickback, so it's safer, better. Everything about it is wonderful. I told my students, like, I love this machine. Don't wreck it. It's like, I love my wife way more, but I love this machine. So just don't wreck these new pieces of equipment.
He told the board that the high school shop is close to getting those machines up and running. The school district contributed matching funding of over $9,000 for that new equipment and plans to sell the shop's old table saw and planer. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.